Victor Antonio Durando, Sibilia Frasquita Durando, Ramon Alvarez Durando, Palar Vargas, Salvador Fortunay, Miguel Carreras, Julín Carreras, Pedro Ilvar, Mariette Ronan, Claudio Ronan, Olegario Ronan,
this flesh and in my flesh.
Wisteria Lodge by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Dramatized for radio by Bert Cools. With Clive Medicine as Sherlock Holmes and Michael Williams as Dr. John Watson. And featuring Dominic Letts as Inspector Baines. Wisteria Lodge.
The London Express came roaring into the station, and a small, wiry bulldog of a man sprang from a first-class carriage. We all three shook hands, and I saw at once, from the reverential way in which Inspector Lestrade gazed at my companion, that he had learned a good deal since the days when they had first worked together. "Anything good?" he asked. "The biggest thing for years," said Holmes. You don't like it?
I didn't say so.
You didn't need to. You can get more into hmm than Henry Irving.
Oh, that this too solid flesh. Reverential.
Ah, you like that bit, do you?
Oh, it's pleasing to find anything so accurate in one of your lurid tales of fiction.
You're not getting me into an argument today. I'm in too good a mood. Drink?
Yeah, thank you.
I don't think reverential is too strong.
Oh, well, definitely not.
No, I'm being serious. You're their superior, and they acknowledge the fact, at least among themselves.
I'm not interested in public applause.
But you enjoy it well enough in private. It's nothing to be ashamed about. You're an artist. Recognition matters to you. Come on. Admit it.
Watson, after all these years, you still don't understand.
I think I understand very well. Here.
Thank you. What matters to me is the truth, accuracy, facts. Well, to say that I'm a better detective than Lestrade, say, or Hopkins, or Gregson...
Or anyone.
Isn't vanity or pride. It's simply to state the truth of the situation. If the situation ever changed, I'd be the first to acknowledge it. What are you going to call it?
Well, the Hound of the Baskervilles, of course. What else? I suppose you prefer analytical notes on the Stapleton-Baskerville inheritance case. I'd love that down at the Strand. What did you think of it?
Well, up to your usual standard.
You see, I was right. You didn't like it.
Mr. Scott Eccles, Senor Garcia, good evening to you.
A pleasure to see you again, my friend.
The pleasure's mine. I've been looking forward to this visit. A few days in the country, always a joy, you know.
Good, excellent.
I must say, I didn't expect your welcoming committee.
Oh, my staff, allow me to present them.
Oh, there's really no need.
In Spain, it is our custom. But of course, if you object...
No, not a bit of it. Carry on.
Very good. This is Carlo, who looks after all my needs.
Sir.
And this is Jesus, my cook. He has an excellent dinner prepared for us.
My word.
Yes, he is an impressive fellow, is he not? Jesus, this is Mr. John Scott Eccles from London.
Good evening, Mr. John Scott Eccles. Welcome to Wisteria Lodge.
Grotesque.
I beg your pardon?
Forgive me, I was thinking aloud.
Oh.
But since I suppose we must consider you a man of letters...
Thank you very much.
Let me ask your advice. How would you define the word grotesque?
Well, that was good. You must come and have dinner with me sometime. We could go to my club. I say we could go to my club. Signor Garcia?
Yes. What did you say?
It doesn't matter. Yeah, you know, you mustn't think me rude, but this is a curious sort of household.
What do you mean?
But nothing, really, nothing. It's just, well, a household of Spaniards in traditional old Surrey. It's not exactly normal, is it now? I didn't mean any harm by it.
Grotesque, well, strange, remarkable.
No. There's surely something more to it than that. Some underlying suggestion of the tragic and the terrible.
What the devil? Who's there?
Mr. Scott Eccles.
Signor Garcia? Whatever's the matter?
Why did you ring?
Ring? I didn't ring.
But I heard the bell. The servants are asleep. It's just past one.
Then I should be asleep too, sir. We both should.
I was so sure. I can't think what happened.
Oh, never mind. It's of no consequence. No great harm done.
Good night, then. Sleep well.
Yes, well, that's what I was doing.
May I consult you? I've just had most incredible and grotesque experience.
Came just before lunch, dispatched from Charing Cross.
Mm. Scott Eccles. Man or woman?
A man, of course.
Of course?
Well, no woman would ever send a reply-paid telegram. She would have come, permission or no.
Oh, really?
You will see soon enough. Grotesque and incredible.
Hello? Hello? Can anyone hear me? Signor Garcia? Carlo? I did ask to be called at 8. It's gone 9. Hello? Oh, where the devil is everyone? If this is some kind of a joke, I should very much like some hot water. Oh, damn it! Is there nobody here at all?
Mr. Scott Eccles. In the first place, why have you come to me?
Well, sir, it didn't seem to be a matter for the police. And yet, when you've heard the facts, you'll admit that I could hardly leave it when it was. Of course, private detectives are a class with whom I have absolutely no sympathy.
Quite so. And in the second place, why didn't you come at once?
What do you mean?
Well, it's now 2:15, but your disturbance clearly dates from the very moment of your waking this morning.
How in the world could you know that?
Your appearance, Mr. Scott Eccles.
Oh, yes, I see. I never gave it a thought. I was only too glad to get out of such a house.
Indeed.
And since then, I've been running round making inquiries. I went to the house agents, you know, and they said that Mr. Garcia's rent was paid up, and they said that everything was all right at Wisteria.
Yeah, come, sir. You're like my friend here, who has a bad habit of telling his stories wrong end foremost.
Oh?
Take a moment, Mr. Scott Eccles. Arrange your thoughts.
Yes, of course.
And then tell us exactly what these events are, which have sent you out, unbrushed, unshaved, and unkempt, in search of advice and assistance.
Benito Gomez, Pepe Nieto, Luis Nieto, Angel Nieto, Victor de la Torre, Arturo Ramos, Asunción Rodriguez, Anna Ridruello.
So, Spanish host, Spanish servant, and Spanish cook all vanished into the night.
Never in my life have I been placed in such a humiliating position. I was furious.
Perfectly understandable.
Mm. Yes. You described this Garcia as a good friend.
So I thought.
Even though you've known him less than a week.
He took a fancy to me. I am of a sociable turn, being a bachelor.
Quite so.
But now I mean to find out exactly what he thinks he's playing at.
Mm. Watson?
The Bradshaw. Yeah. Certainly.
Oh, you're going down there. You'll take my case.
My life's been insufferably dull of late. Yes, I shall.
Oh, thank you, sir.
So if that's another prospective client, he's doomed to disappointment. How are your researches, Doctor?
Yes, there are plenty of trains. The next is
Just under 20 minutes.
Ah, excellent. Well, if you'll ask Mrs. Hudson to call us a cab, then we can add the mystery of the vanishing Spaniard to your collection.
Oh, now, I'm not sure I want this affair made public, Doctor.
Oh, don't alarm yourself, Mr. Scott Eccles. Nothing will see print without your permission.
Well, I'm pleased to hear it.
Mrs. Hudson! Oh, I beg your pardon, sir.
Granted, my dear sir, granted. The good lady said I might ascend.
Yes, of course. Won't you come in?
Very civil of you.
I'm Dr. John...
John H. Watson, yes, I know. And this? This is Mr. John Scott Eccles of Popham House Lee. I've been following you about all morning, Mr. Scott Eccles.
Indeed. Well, you have me at a disadvantage, sir. Exactly who are you, may I ask?
An excellent question.
Mr. Holmes. Mr. Sherlock Holmes. My name is Baines, Inspector Baines of the Surrey Constabulary.
And your business here, Inspector?
To obtain a statement from Mr. Scott Eccles.
A statement?
Yes. As to the events which led up to the death by murder of Senior Aloysius Garcia of Wisteria Lodge.
How do you know of my client's involvement in this business, Baines?
A letter, Mr. Holmes, found in the dead man's pocket from Mr. John Scott Eccles, accepting an invitation to spend last night at his house.
Our client doesn't deny that he was there.
No, certainly not.
He certainly does deny having anything to do with the murder.
Mr. Holmes, I have made no accusations. All I want is a plain statement.
Then why have you ordered me to return to the house?
Requested, sir. Requested, no more. It might, jog your memory.
There's nothing wrong with my memory, sir.
Good. Tell me about Garcia. Where did you meet?
At a mutual friend's. Arthur Melville.
Of Albemarle Mansion, Kensington.
Well, yes.
You called on him this morning.
How could you possibly know that?
It's simple, Mr. Scott Eccles. Yet Mr. Holmes reasoned that the only way I could have known Mr. Melville's address was if you had led me there earlier today while I was following you. Isn't that right, Mr. Holmes?
Quite right, Baines.
No, in fact, I might have learned it from your letter to Garcia.
But I didn't put Melville's address in the letter. Why should I?
Oh, why indeed? I considered the possibility and rejected it.
Mr. Scott Eccles, why did you call on this gentleman today?
Well, to see if he could tell me anything about Garcia, explain his extraordinary conduct. But Melville knew even less about him than I did.
Well, then you paid a visit to the Spanish embassy.
Garcia had some position there, that's what he told me. I'd never heard of him.
Juan Davila, Clemente Plomeda, Mari Coriano, Pepe Dancos, Nadine Dancos, Andreas Dancos, Paco Dancos.
When I first arrived, he seemed cordial enough, but by the end of dinner, never have I spent so long an evening with such a silent host.
There was no particular turning point, no incident that caused his behaviour to change.
The very question I was about to put myself... Mr. Scott Eccles?
Nothing that comes to mind.
No particular conversation with the servants, for example. There's no intruder in the grounds, no inadvertent remark on your part.
I am quite sure that nothing I said could have provoked such rudeness.
No note delivered by hand.
Oh, good Lord. Good gracious me.
There was a note.
I'd completely forgotten it. But you're quite right. After Garcia read it, he did seem even more distraught and strange than before.
What became of this note?
He crumpled it up and threw it into the fire.
Inspector? It was a dog grate and he overpitched it. I found it at the back, quite unburned.
You must have examined the house very carefully to find a single pellet of paper.
I did, Mr. Holmes. It's my way.
May I see the note?
Ah, here we are. Welcome to Wisteria Lodge.
The address is almost as interesting as the content. So I usually find...
Senior A. Garcia, Wisteria Lodge. But look at the writing.
What's strange about it?
Yeah, well, in itself, Doctor, nothing. But if you compare it to the rest, you'll see it was either done with a different pen or by a different person. Forgive me, Mr. Holmes.
Thank you. Yes, not a different pen... Definitely two separate hands. Yes, the message was written
by a woman, I fancy. The paper's ordinary cream-laid, without watermark. A quarter sheet that's been cut off with scissors. It's been folded 3 times and sealed with purple wax, put on hurriedly.
I compliment you on your attention to detail.
You're too kind.
There are perhaps a few trifling points that could be added.
Yes?
Yes, the wax was sealed with a plain oval cuff link. What else is that shape? And the scissors were short-bladed nail scissors. You can see the distinctive curves in the cuff.
I thought I'd squeezed all the juice out of it, but I see there was a little over.
Yes, all this is very fascinating, but what does it say?
Watson, if you'd be so kind.
Thank you. Our own colours, green and white, G open, W shut, main...
ST?
Main ST, first core, 7R, green bays. Godspeed D.
Good heavens. What can it possibly mean?
Inspector?
I'm bound to say that I make nothing of it.
Indeed.
Beyond the obvious. Something was afoot, and a woman, as usual, was at the bottom of it.
Yes, well, that much is certainly obvious.
What else did your meticulous search of the house turn up, Inspector?
Oh, odds and ends, Doctor. Some pipes, a few novels, 2 of them in Spanish, an old-fashioned pinfire revolver, and a guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Curious collection.
Nothing else.
Nothing of relevance.
Interesting.
Inspector Baines.
Mr. Scott Eccles.
I beg to point out that I haven't yet heard what exactly happened to Señor Garcia. Nor, if it comes to that, what happened to his household.
Admirable, Mr. Scott Eccles. You return us to the heart of the matter, Baines.
Huh? The 2 servants have disappeared, haven't been seen anywhere in the area.
And Garcia?
Señor Garcia was found this morning, nearly a mile from here. He'd suffered repeated blows from a sandbag or some such instrument.
Dear God!
His assailant had gone on beating him long after he was dead.
Mindless savagery. Was he robbed, though? We examined the scene, of course.
Of course.
With what result?
Nothing definite, I'm afraid. Was there any clue as to when it happened? Not exactly, Doctor.
Pity.
But there are certain indications. Certain puzzling indications.
Puzzling?
Mr. Scott Eccles, what time did you say that Garcia disturbed you in your room last night?
At 1 o'clock, Inspector. I remember it distinctly.
At 1 o'clock? By curious coincidence, that was also the time that it came on to rain. Heavy rain it was, too.
I'm afraid I failed to see the significance.
The ground under Garcia's body was bone dry. At 1 o'clock, sir, your host was lying face down on Oxshott Common with his head smashed to a pulp.
Here.
Oh, thank you.
Our rooms will be ready in a few minutes.
Excellent. Well, there are some singular features to this case. What do you think of it?
I can make nothing of this business with Scott Eccles.
Yeah, but the crime?
Well, the disappearance of the 2 servants is very suspicious. I'd say they're concerned in the murder.
Yes, possible.
It's strange, isn't it? They chose to attack him on the one night when he had a guest.
The whole business is strange.
Grotesque. What's your opinion of Baines?
Oh, I was going to ask you that. He's clever.
Yes.
And ambitious, I'd say. Got his eyes on a place at the yard.
He's concealing something, possibly something at the house.
Oh, come on. I know he annoyed you, but you can't
Nonsense.
Accuse him. Of course he did. Well, now you know what it's like.
Watson, what are you talking about?
You know perfectly well what I'm talking about. Since it's obvious that you prefer a different topic. What about that note? One piece of concrete evidence. Nice, here we are. Our own colours.
Green and white. Yes.
Does it mean anything to you?
Yes, perhaps.
Our own colours. Sounds like racing.
Then what was it? G open, W shut.
Green and white again, obviously. Some sort of signal.
Yes, a signal to what?
Main ST, first core, 7R. Doesn't seem obscure enough to be a code. It's just abbreviations. But why?
Well, any number of reasons. Haste's the most likely. Fear of interruption or discovery.
Main ST, small S, small T, no punctuation. Surely can't be main saint.
Try stair.
Main stair, yes. Main stair, first corridor.
Yes, excellent, Doctor. It must be the country air. And 7R.
Seven rooms?
Seven railings, seven. I don't know.
Well, neither do I. But an intelligent conjecture might favour seven right.
Of course. Seven right. Seven doors to the right. And as a double check...
Green bays.
On the door panel.
Exactly. It's directions to a particular room.
It's an assignation. All this mystery and the only thing at the bottom of it is a jealous husband. Jealous and violent.
Perhaps.
You think I'm wrong?
Well, not in your interpretation of the note.
Will you send word?
To whom?
Holmes. We've just decoded what might be a vital clue. Surely we should tell Inspector Baines.
Watson, he already knows.
Dombalawedo, give me your cunning.
This is excellent.
Too good to waste.
I'm in no need of breakfast.
Yeah, if you want your doctor's opinion.
I don't.
Well, you're going to hear it anyway. What you're in need of is sleep. Didn't you get any at all last night?
I had more important matters to attend to.
I suppose you were poisoning yourself with too much tobacco and trying to make sense of this business.
Yes, for some of the time.
And the rest?
I paid a midnight visit to Wisteria Lodge.
What on earth for?
To find whatever it was that Baines didn't want me to know about. You mean say he broke in? Holmes, even if he was keeping something to himself, he's perfectly entitled to. He's under no obligation to tell you anything.
Well, what happened?
I had two surprises. Firstly, Baines and his men were still at the house, or more accurately, they were still in the grounds.
But he dismissed them all last night.
Yes, made quite a performance of it, if you recall. But there they were, hiding in the shrubbery, keeping watch.
Did they see you?
Of course not.
What was the second surprise?
The objects that Baines was concealing.
So you did find something?
In the kitchen. Carefully arranged to look as though they'd never been touched.
Well?
What, for God's sake? The blood and bones of a small sheep. The half-eaten body of a white cockerel. And the mummified corpse of a human baby.
Pilar Perlana. José Alcino, Hanna Montero, Fernando Guerra, all the souls of the village of Lindey, all the souls of the village of Passeren, all the souls of the village of Calabar.
What? We have a murder, two disappearances, and now this grisly horde... All in the same quiet little village, and you're saying there's no connection?
I said there's no direct connection.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Baines.
Inspector?
You didn't detain my client any longer than was necessary, I trust?
Of course not, sir, of course not. Would I do such a thing? He was away last night at a highly civilized hour and spent the night in Isha's finest hotel at police expense. Discussing the case, were you?
Yes. Have you had any further thoughts, Mr. Baines?
I've had rather more than that, Doctor. Oh, yes.
Get back! Get back! That's better. Take a look, gentlemen. Charming, isn't he? This gentleman is
Garcia's cook.
Jesus. Exactly.
How did you find him, Inspector?
Oh, I have my methods, Doctor, just as Mr. Holmes has his. I suspected that he'd return to the house.
No doubt to retrieve something of importance.
I left an ambuscade for him. He put up a fine old struggle, nearly bit off Constable Downing's thumb. But I've got him now. And the charge is murder.
And what, pray, is the motive?
Greed. The house was stripped of valuables. You saw that yourself. Garcia surprised him in the middle of the robbery and was killed for it.
Simple.
His theory does make a certain amount of sense. He could be right.
I believe I misjudged the man entirely.
But you said he was clever.
Exactly.
Holmes.
This theory of his leaves far too much unexplained.
Such as?
Why was Scott Eccles there?
Pure coincidence.
Explain the note.
I already have. It's from Garcia's mistress, his married mistress, arranging a meeting.
But why the business in the early hours of the morning? Why was the body over a mile from the house? Why has the other servant, Carlo, disappeared? If the motive was robbery, where are the spoils?
Holmes, I can't be expected to reel off explanations at the drop of a hat.
And most significant of all, why was the address in a different hand?
I don't know. If Baines is wrong, then I can make neither head nor tail of the whole business.
Oh, Baines is certainly wrong.
And you have a solution.
I don't have all the facts yet, but I do have an explanation which covers all the facts so far.
A conspiracy?
That's Holmes's theory. Garcia and the servants, if they were servants, were all acting together. And the woman who wrote the note is in on it too.
But who does he think they were conspiring against exactly, and why?
Someone who lives or works in the same house as the woman. Oh. As to why... Well, you know as much as I do, I'm afraid. Holmes only gave me the broad strokes.
But the crime, whatever it was, went wrong.
Exactly. Garcia was killed and the others went into hiding. Mm.
If they were all planning this crime, why invite me to stay? They'd hardly want any witnesses.
Well, Holmes thinks you were there to provide an alibi.
An alibi?
To swear that Garcia was in the house at 1 o'clock. Whereas in reality, he was somewhere else entirely.
You mean he lied to me about what time it was?
Well, that's the idea.
How extraordinary. I thought the whole thing was over and done with, and now that Inspector Baines has arrested the cook.
Ah, he told you about that, did he?
This morning. Apologised for detaining me and told me I was free to go.
You were free to go at any time. Unless he actually arrested you.
Oh, no. To be fair, he treated me handsomely. The police are paying my bill at this place, you know.
He said. Isha's finest hotel. I wasn't sure if you'd still be here.
I thought I'd delay my departure until after lunch. Be a shame to miss this excellent party, wouldn't it?
It certainly would. Tell me something. Did Garcia strike you as the criminal type?
No, certainly not. Doctor, Mr. Holmes' reputation is second to none, of course, but... Well, it is hard to believe...
Here you are, Will.
Oh, thanks, Martha. He's a good man, your Elias.
Now, pay him when you get a new place.
Oh, it'll be a long wait.
Oh, good health.
And to you.
Lost your job, have you?
Who wants to know?
Someone that is looking for one himself. Eddie Irvin.
Will Warner. You're not local.
Oh, been travelling.
There's nothing going round here.
Ah, there's something.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, your old place. Or have they filled it?
Look, take my advice. You go right on travelling.
What a good house, was it?
Good enough if you want to be cursed at and kicked at for no reason and dismissed out of hand just because your master's in a temper.
Well, just because he kicks you don't mean he'd do the same to me.
Don't you believe it. Kick at the old world, that one.
Oh, he must be powerful angry.
Or powerful scared.
What do you mean?
Look, leave me alone. Let me drink in peace.
Well, I reckon if you got a kick in, you must have deserved it. Deserved the sack too, I dare say.
Oh, you think so, do you? Well, you listen here.
You ask me, he sold his soul to the devil, and now he's expecting him to come up and claim it in person.
So that's where you've been all afternoon?
Yes, searching for someone like my informative drinking companion.
Where did you get those clothes?
Well, half a crown in the right place can work wonders.
Oh, they're quite disgusting.
Now, you remember the note?
Of course.
Seventh door to the right, so a particularly large house.
Yes.
Well, there are only 6 possible candidates in the district, and I've spoken to servants from each one. 5 of the 6 are owned by prosaic, respectable people, far aloof from romance. The 6th... My friend's ex-employer is one Mr. Henderson, a curious man to whom curious adventures might befall.
And he's the cause of this conspiracy? You surely have more than the word of a disgruntled gardener.
Yes, look here. Well, the house is called High Gable. See, not half a mile from where they found Garcia's body.
It's not very strong.
There's more. This Henderson's a foreigner, and his secretary are the same.
Another house of foreigners?
Yes. You see how the gaps begin to close? There's Henderson, his secretary Lucas, his 2 young daughters, and their governess, Miss Burnett, an Englishwoman.
You think she's the woman?
The writer of the note, yes, the 4th member of the conspiracy.
But the note was signed D. Godspeed D.
It's a trifle.
Holmes, her name is Burnett.
An alias.
Oh,
I'm sorry, but I still find it hard to accept.
Then picture this. She snatches a moment to write the note. We've already agreed that the abbreviations point to haste and secrecy, but Henderson's already suspicious. He knows that something's planned.
Powerful, scared.
Exactly. Somehow, his suspicions fall on the governess.
Oh, you gave me fright. I didn't hear your knock. What can I do for you? Is something wrong with one of the children?
He catches her at the very moment when she's finished the note, but before she can address it. So he does so himself, hence the different hand. Sends the note, and Garcia walks straight into a trap.
How did Henderson find out where Garcia and the others were?
Think of the savagery of the murder. This is a man capable of anything.
I shall never tell you. Never.
Once the vital information was obtained, he would have little use for Miss Burnett. I'm very much afraid that she also has been removed.
No sign of any activity. He's lying low, your Mr. Henderson.
We'll make our move when it's full dark. It's not long to wait.
You really think we should break in? Why don't we tell Baines and get a warrant? Do things legally.
We have no proof. The law can do nothing. We must take the risk ourselves. You are with me?
Of course.
Good man.
Holmes.
Doctor?
Those things at the house. The corpse of the baby.
More a mummy than a corpse. It's called a fetish. A personal totem used in the religion of voodoo.
Yes, I know, but left behind by the cook?
Yes, when he and the third man abandoned the house in a hurry, but his heart was with it. He had to recover it.
Has Baines realized?
Oh, yes. As you said, he's clever, but not clever enough. As I said, he's on totally the wrong track.
Something's happening at the house. Get down. Two men and a woman. It must be her. She's still alive.
But still in Henderson's power. Why didn't I anticipate this? We'll never catch them.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Baines.
Stand clear below.
Inspector.
They're trying for the 6:30 to London. Constable Downing.
Inspector.
Get that carriage round here.
And away from the doors there, please.
We're too late.
Whoa, there.
This is my doing. I should have acted sooner.
My God, I can see them.
Where?
In the first coach. What's happening?
There's a door open. It's her.
My God.
Come on.
Doctor?
She's asleep. She'd been drugged. Opium, I think, or something like it. Probably saved her life. She was too relaxed when she jumped from the train to do any serious damage. Heaven alone knows how she found the strength to get away. She's a remarkable woman, whoever she is.
Well, well.
Ah, so, Baines.
Mr. Holmes.
It's an unusual spectacle to see a detective inspector leap down from a tree like a monkey.
I dare say it is.
Yes, especially if you've no idea the detective inspector in question is quite so close at hand.
Ah, but as I said, we all have our different methods. I was on the same scent as you from the first.
You suspected Henderson?
I did, Doctor.
And why did you arrest the cook?
To make Henderson feel secure.
Exactly. I knew he'd make no move if he thought he was in danger.
But what's the meaning of this whole business? Who is this man, Henderson?
He's Don Juan Murillo.
Miss Burnett, you should be resting.
Don Juan Murillo, once called
the Tiger of San Pedro. My God. Here, sit down.
Thank you. Oh, that man is the most bloodthirsty tyrant ever to rule a country. For 10 years, his name was a terror through all Central America. Now he's escaped again. Garcia is dead, and that monster still lives.
You knew, Mr. Holmes?
I suspected. The green and the white.
The San Pedro colors.
Our rallying cry. Our symbol of hope. Hope.
The law will see him punished.
The law? The law, sir. What does the law of England care for the rivers of blood shed years ago in San Pedro? For the lives he ruined? The thousands he tortured and put to death? To you, it's like crimes committed on some other planet. But we know. We know.
We, madam?
My real name is Signora Victor Durando. My husband was the San Pedro minister in London. He met me and married me there. And a nobler man never lived. Murillo recalled him on some pretext and had him shot. That was just before the uprising. When the palace was stormed, Murillo, his two children, and his chief of staff, Lucas, the secretary, they'd all gone. And most of the country's wealth with them.
Murillo has not been heard of since.
For years we've tracked that man. Penetrated the disguises, seen through the false names and the forged papers. I managed to get a place as his governess.
He didn't recognize you?
He didn't know me. When my husband was recalled, he refused to take me with him. It was almost as if he had some premonition. And so I sat across the table from the Tiger of San Pedro. I smiled on him and did my duty by his children. And I bided my time.
How did he come to suspect you?
I don't know. I must have been careless with some previous message. My job was to keep the others in touch with his movements.
There were just the four of you?
Oh, there are more than 20 times that number. The only reason I'm still alive is that Murillo wanted more names. But I told him nothing. Oh, he tried. But he tried in vain.
There are several knife wounds to Madame Durando's body. Made to cause the maximum pain and draw the minimum of blood. The work of an expert.
Oh, yes. He's an expert.
But you withstood him.
Once I knew what he'd done to Garcia. Oh, God, the way he boasted of it. My hatred gave me the strength. If only I'd stood up to him the first time, the note would never have been sent and Garcia would...
Easy. You mustn't blame yourself.
Garcia is dead. But another will take his place. And if needs be, another after him and another. Gentlemen, I'm a member of a society which will never rest until our work is done. We are Los que recuerdan a los muertos, those who remember the dead. We honor their memory, and we seek justice in their name.
So your plan was to capture Murillo and return him to San Pedro for trial?
You're a good man, Doctor. But if your family had been butchered as ours were butchered... No, that was not our plan.
So, Baines, a chaotic case.
Yes, indeed.
Technically, of course, Marion Durando and her associates are guilty of conspiracy to murder.
I fancy that Henderson's crimes will overshadow everything else when it comes to court.
To court?
Oh, did you think he'd got clean away? Yeah, while you and the good doctor were dealing with the lady, I wired Scotland Yard. There's a splendid welcoming committee waiting for that train at Waterloo.
Baines, there are four stations between Esher and the terminus. That train stops at every one of them.
Oh, it does, Mr. Holmes, it does.
And if our friends get off anywhere along the line, then Sergeant Walters will be right there with them.
Sergeant Walters?
The plain clothes man I posted at Isha Station for just this eventuality.
Baines, you will rise high in your profession. You have instinct and intuition.
Thank you, Mr. Holmes.
If I may say so, without offence.
My dear sir.
Your powers seem superior to your opportunities.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, we stagnate in the provinces, but a case of this sort gives a man a chance. Oh, yes. A definite chance.
This is the police. Keep your hands where I can see them. Oh, dear God.
And I think I was pleased with myself because I had a man on the train. He didn't notice a damn thing. We couldn't release the details to the press.
Surely the public have a right to know.
Not in this case, Mr. Scott Eccles. You didn't see the state of the bodies. You don't know this, gentlemen, but earlier we found some remains in Garcia's kitchen. Some were from a cockerel. It had been ripped apart, amongst other things.
What are you saying, Inspector?
The parts, what was left of them, were arranged in a certain way. Laid out. Henderson and Lucas...
Their bodies are in the same condition.
Exactly the same.
Dear God. How did the cook escape?
He pulled the cell window clean out of the wall.
Well, I can't say I'm surprised. The size of the man!
There's been no sign of him since, of course, or of the other servant. The pair of them might just as well have vanished into the air.
What about Madame Durando? Will you be charging her as an accessory?
There are certain difficulties, Doctor.
How did it happen?
God only knows, Mr. Holmes. She disappeared from the hospital right under the noses of her guards.
She was a remarkable woman.
With remarkable friends.
Their descriptions have gone out to all the ports, of course, but somehow I don't think we'll be seeing them again.
Cheer up, Inspector. You are masked Henderson, after all. Quite a feather in your cap.
And besides, the drama played to its proper conclusion. It's not only in the courtroom that justice can be done.
And now I remember the latest... And the last. I remember Aloysius Escamano Garcia.
So it ends. The spirits rest.
We turn from the past and look to the future. The green and the white.
The green and the white.
In Wisteria Lodge, Sherlock Holmes was played by Clive Medicine and Dr. Watson by Michael Williams. With Dominic Letts as Inspector Baines, Geraldine Fitzgerald as Miss Burnett, and David King as Mr. Scott Eccles. Garcia was played by David Thorpe, Jesus by Steve Hodson, Carlo by Gareth Armstrong, and Warner by Michael Onslow. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The violinist was Leonard Friedman. Wisteria Lodge was dramatized for radio by Bert Cools and directed by Patrick Rayner.